Blog Talk Radio.
We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Black NPR, we're back. You might have noticed a theme change. We're doing a political episode. It's your boy, Daniel Crudup, also known as the Black Frank Underwood. It sucked because Frank Underwood was kind of a boss before all the unfortunate, the Me Too business. But I'm reclaiming Frank Underwood for the niggas. It's Black NPR. Yeah, reclaiming Frank Underwood, reclaiming him pushing bigots in front of trains, reclaiming this motherfucker killing people because they were going to snitch. We're claiming that nigga. He's back. All that gay shit, out the window, even though Frank Underwood did do some gay shit, spoilers for House of Cards. What's going on? It's Dana Crudup on the board, Brooklyn Black or Tasha, right? I'm not exactly sure who's on right now. It's been a 2-week break. Took care of all of my kid shit. We're back here. I got the computer in front of me. I'm on Twitter right now at Black NPR Pod. Talk back. I'm there if you want to tweet at me. Also, the Black NPR at Outlook.com. Gladly, any questions or concerns. This week's episode is going to be specifically about politics. We're going to do some of the new stuff early just because a lot of stuff kind of happened. But from 9:15 on, No. We'll bring him in at 15. Brad will come on at 9:15. We're gonna do nothing but politics. We're gonna do all of the nominees, the Democratic nominees. Kind of go into some of the minutia, who has a chance, who doesn't. Kind of give you a idea of who's running, because obviously some of you people have no idea what's going on, and that's what we're here for. The idea of the show is to kind of give people who don't really pay attention to the news cycle, outside of the occasional, you know, spurt to kind of give you know what's going on. So let's get into it. I hope you guys had a wonderful 2 weeks without me. I had a shitty 2 weeks without you, as I am a raging narcissist. Hence, Frank, the Black Frank Underwood. Get into it. One of the big news stories of the day: white nationalist goes down to scenic New Zealand, kills about 52 people. I don't have the exact number. I mean, there's a lot. He did it on Facebook Live. A lot of the conversation is what took the police so long. You have to really take yourself out of an American point of view with a lot of stuff because they're not accustomed to dealing with it. But if you notice, the moment it happened, the president got on TV and was like, gun shit done, fam. The fucking white supremacist shit is done. The nigga don't got a name, fam. Like, she came on TV the next day like, we fucked up. Let's clear this shit right the fuck up. I mean, it's easy. I mean, to be fair, it's easy to do so when you got like 55 dudes, a koala. You could easily do that shit, but it goes to show you the energy from the rest of the world compared to here, where they went to Trump and said, hey, you know, like, are you seeing that there's like an issue with white supremacy over the world? He said no. And now the argument will be, that's an easy thing to say, no. Cast them away. It's fucked up. It's not something that we need in this discourse. But the problem is, though, the machine, the political machine that kind of drives President Trump, and I think requires him to kind of be known on it, because a lot of his support comes from people who, if not vocally or at least quietly, feeling about you know, white supremacy, or at least when they hear white supremacy, they don't think white supremacy. They think the incursion of other. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Hopefully get a call. Number here, 347. Make sure I have give you guys the right damn number to call, guys. We'll make sure that you're in. If you have any issues or concerns, 347-857-4302. Again, the number is 347-857-4302. Yeah, okay. So what else do we have going on? Captain Marvel came out last week. I don't know why we're putting this in type of, we had people getting murdered in Captain Marvel, but fair enough. Came out last week. There was a lot of pushback on it for some reason. I don't understand it. I don't want to just out of hand say it's because it was a woman thing, because you would think that Black Panther would have had the same pushback. It didn't have the same pushback. People seem to be relatively okay with Black Panther. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention to it, because I'll have to admit I'm in a bubble of my own. I'm in New York City and literally had to go to see the movie 3 times. And I used the word had to quite realistically, because the first time I saw it was when it dropped. I peeped it. I saw it Thursday. Then there was dress up. I had to go to 2 dress-up parties where people would dress up in ashikis, which was pretty rad. But I had bought tickets beforehand, so I went to one of those to support a dude. And then we had another one where another friend did it. So it was a lot. No one seemed to have an issue. It seemed like this Captain Marvel thing was a real bitch. I saw it, thought it was pretty cool. The only negative thing I could say is that, and I think it's been addressed a million times, is there's a lot of black people in it, and they were serving really important roles, but they were sidekicks. And it felt very, like, yay, thank God, white savior near the end. Yeah, I'm not that woke, but it felt like when they watched her fly away, it was like, yeah, thank God, Carol's here. But all right, before I get into it, because we took some time, let me jump into a sponsor. We have a normal sponsors, but this is what I'm going to do. This Theo Rossi, the folks over at Ounce Water, they support the network. Go to hashtag GetOunce. Check them out to find your local retailer. Again, Theo Rossi, T-H-E-O-R-O-S-S-I. I want to make sure, because that name seems really familiar, so I don't want to say it before I know for sure, so stick with me, guys. But it's GetOunce. Oh, there it is. I've got answered. Shades from Luke Cage. Throw some horns in that. Fucking pregame radio with Shades. Or if you didn't watch Luke Cage because you was like, this takes a real long time, maybe you watch Sons of Anarchy. He was on Sons of Anarchy. I did not see that show, but I didn't know he was on it. So Juice, yes, he was young Juice on Sons of Anarchy. So Theo Rossi and the folks over at Ounce Water sponsoring the network, keeping it free to you. I'm thinking at some point we're going to have a little, because, you know, we work really hard to get the stuff out to you. But again, we're going to jump into our ad, and then we're going to come back with the song of the week, which I think is pretty cool as an old head. It's called Have Mercy by YBN Cordae. Again, it's Have Mercy by YBN Cordae. I like it. It's a new joint, has a new energy to it, but it rocks and slaps. Hope y'all enjoy it. Let's hop into the ad, and we're going to come back and we're going to get into the political machine real quick.
Yo, shout out to those that help us keep the lights on over here at Pregame Radio. Check out ME Productions for all your digital media production needs. Like them on Facebook at ME Productions with a Z, and email them at heyme.tv@gmail.com. Also, check out LitBK. Check them out at litbkny.com. Check out their Black Star Power Tees featuring some of your favorite entertainers, and use the code PREGAMEISLIT at checkout for 20% off all your purchases. Also, check out iCraveWear. Check them out at iCraveWear.com. Pick up your Facts t-shirt representing your hood, and pick up your Brooklyn Certified pins, t-shirts, and more. Use the code PREGAME at checkout for 15% off your order.
Lord, please have mercy. Baby Jesus, please save me. I know I used up my three favors. Back to center like a weak lady. New car, speed racer, copper crib, need acres. Most of all, we all need prayer. Karma coming, beware. I don't know where I'm going, but I hope I'm on the right path. Life will hit you with a light jab. Mike Tyson, strike back. You niggas going out, slice that. Boy, I'm all about my back. New drip, I grab. I just wanna get my life back. It's no complaining on this side. My nigga shit is not tolerated. Cause some niggas off like an operation. Now my team way more consolidated. Sweet presidential, that's inauguration. Cause we cooking crack like Ronald Reagan. Chip on my shoulder, boy, I'm not for waiting. Divine timing took a lot of patience. Now it's time for the takeover. All gas and the brakes slower. Took a trip out to Tokyo, now I'm here in Paris for the layover. Fuck old niggas, boy, your day's over. You mad at me cause your pay slower. Better nigga, you a shade throw. I was just sleeping on a sofa. Now I ride with a pay chauffeur cause I'm way doper. Better stay sober. I paint pictures, you a Crayola. Got a bad bitch and she laid over. She really asked cause she stay over. I told her that we need to face closure. The smell of money has a great odor. These are things that I prayed over. Sweet Lord, please have mercy. Baby Jesus, please save me. I know I used up my three favors. Back to center like a weak lady. New car, speed racer. Copper crib, need acres. Most of all, we all need prayer. Karma coming, beware. I don't know where I'm going, but I hope I'm on the right path. Life will hit you with a light jab. Mike Tyson, strike back. You niggas going out, slice that. Boy, I'm all about my back. New drip, I grab. I just wanna get my life back. Why cry over spilled milk if you still feel I'm the real deal? My bitch bad with no ill will. She'll murk a nigga like Kill Bill. Loose lips, sink ships, Cameron, pink drip, that is my fashion. I'm not really with the high flashing. It's no helping with my bragging. I penetrated, been degraded. New house, renovated. I got the juice, you eliminated. Pussy niggas always instigate. Can't fuck me over, boy, I'm too clever. That applies all to whoever. I'm just here to pursue pleasure, boy, I'm going out like you have. Sweet Lord, please have mercy. Baby Jesus, please save me. I know I used up my three favors. Back to center like a weak lady. New car, speed racer. Copper crib, need acres. Most of all, we all need prayer. Karma coming, beware. I don't know where I'm going, but I hope I'm on the right path. Life will hit you with a light jab. Mike Tyson, strike back. You niggas going out, slice that. Boy, I'm all about my back. New drip, I grab. I just want to get my life back.
What up? Wasn't that fucking dope? These young bulls out here doing the work. I mean, when they want to and they're not mumbling all over themselves. But I found that to be really good. Like, I moved my hands in a way. You know what I mean? Pretty rad. We're back. The Mighty Black NPR is here. Daniel here, a.k.a. the Black Frank Underwood. The niggas are taking him back. We got Brooklyn Black or Tasha Wright on the board. And we'd like to welcome one of the number one guests, friend of the show, cousin of the show, from Love, Peace, and Slander, which I believe is coming back soon, Mr. David Braff. How are you, sir?
Yeah. What's good?
What's going on, buddy? Before we get into the political animal, what's going on with you? Did you have a good break since the last we spoke of you? Everything good with you?
Yeah, I'm chilling, doing a few things, trying to get up some ideas to update Lit BKNY. Throwing around some ideas on expand with 11203 with the shooting and the editing and all that good stuff. I did a little acting. Had to play a real. Oh man, it was great. I might do more of that. I really think I might do more of that. The director is really good. Had a really good team, really good crew. It's not like a major motion picture. It was a film short, but listen, it was really intense. Acting was like, you'll see it when it pops off. I'll show it.
And it looked like you were in, you said you were in the BX. Look, you were in a part of the BX you weren't aware existed. You looked like you was up in Wakefield, the Valley, right?
Something like that. It was nice. So
yeah,
that
I told
was surprising.
You. It was nothing but black people up there.
It was not.
Do you remember what street it was?
Oh, what was the street? I don't remember. But at any rate,
yeah,
because it was nice.
Part of it up there, once you get to a certain level, it just turns into Flatbush.
Yeah. Very Flatbush-esque.
But I don't want to know about it for some reason. I thought that it was common knowledge, but apparently Bronx West Indians don't want Brooklyn West Indians to know that they're living pretty all right up there. So let me shut my mouth. Don't want to fuck up their secret.
It's out.
So let's
get
into it, fam.
Man, I'm so unprepared for this.
Year. 1 year.
So unprepared.
One more year to go. But so you don't need to be prepared because I'm going to be running it down and you can tell me. Because what I wanted, the reason I was going to do this on my own, but I said I would like to have somebody to kind of bounce the name off of and kind of say, like, how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're going to go
okay.
down the list. And then we're going to go into kind of like why we think they could win. You know, we try to stick to a framework so it's not this just constant blabbing. But we're going to go to the name. What do we know them for? Do we think they could win the primary? And then do we think that they could win against Trump? And because I think we also need to say this up front, whoever wins, regardless of what name we say, we are going to, what's that word for? We're going to add, we're going to say vote for that person.
Facts.
This show... This show is going to literally promote whoever it is. It could literally be a fucking fox with a top hat. That show, Black NPR, will literally put their 50 cents behind whoever that person is. I want you all to be clear. This isn't a, we like this guy, we don't like that guy. This is a conversation for this moment. But once it's done, we all need to just say, fuck it up. And we say, whoever that guy is, we're going to vote for that guy. We're not going to play what we did the last time around and then take a ball and go home because our guy didn't win.
Or voting third party
yeah.
to the person who's going to get like 2% of the votes.
Yeah, no, let's
principle.
Never do that again, guys. That was really bad. That was really bad. It really showed our ass. Let's get into it. The first name on the list is Cory Booker. He was the former mayor of Newark. Then he parlayed that into being a senator of New Jersey. He's a Twitter guy. 4 million people on Twitter, national recognition, and Newark mayor. He was shoveling people out. Like, he was really Joe people when he was in Newark. So that's what we know about him. That's a little thing. So what's your opinion on him off rip?
Okay, it's hard. It's really hard to not like Cory Booker. Because he comes off as like genuinely a nice guy, smart. He's about the people, you know. He did like some superhero shit in Jersey, didn't he? Like save some kids from a fire or some shit. Like he did some superhero shit
effect.
Like that. Yeah,
something to that effect where he was down there kind of picking people up and shoveling people and bringing food. Like he was doing the type of shit you do when you're trying to. Convince somebody's mom to let them fuck your daughter. Like, it seems like he was doing all of those things. Shoveling
pretty,
food.
Pretty much.
Shoveling snow. Bringing food to people. That type of stuff.
Pretty much. He's allegedly laying the pipe to Rosario Dawson.
Well, that's something we need to address and get that out the way. The general like, he's got Luther syndrome where we're pretty much all of the assessment that this is a gay man. We're pretty all confident this is a gay man, and he can't be, but when we get to somebody else, this is what's going to make it so weird. He's a gay man, and now he's with Rosario Dawson, and we all feel like Rosario Dawson, who was also very big into political circles and something that she would do, we have the understanding that she is playing a beard for his political, because she feels like she's about him, and she's going to stand it there together to make sure that he gets elected, providing him being a beard. Am I saying anything out of school there?
Nah, I mean, this is nothing that hasn't been said before. I mean, nobody's been in his bedroom to say what is what, but it's been around, it's been floating around. That talk's been around long enough to kind of be like, something's in the water.
There's a very beardy quality, but you know what? That's irrelevant, right? The only time that's going to come up when we get to someone later down the road. That's the only reason I wanted to.
It kind of is a little bit because I forgot what it was exactly, but Cory has been accused of making shit up before to add to his resume, like it actually wasn't the case.
Well, I'm getting a text message that he pressed up on a white lady, so he's at most bisexual. That's which is fine. That's again fine. Again, that little nugget only makes sense when we get to somebody else. So go ahead, what were you saying?
Yeah, like it's like. Allegedly making shit up is not outside of his wheelhouse, you know, to pad his resume. And I just kind of feel like, you know, if you were just like, you know, I'm here, I'm queer, deal with it, I could respect it more. But,
yeah. Another thing that he does, he's very vocal. Like, remember the what's his name, the Kavanaugh's hearing, he made a big whoop. He's very vocal, really don't know what he stands for, really. He's more or less, you know, he goes with the climate change, and that's going to be a line that we're going to follow through the rest of the show. Is everyone seems to kind of be like, we're going to be climate change people, you know what I mean? And race, I guess, is playing is a part of it, because that's what fucked Bernie up the last time, was he wasn't as vocal about it. I don't know how vocal they wanted to be, but they wanted to be vocal about it. I don't get what they want.
Either.
So I think a lot of people are saying that he's – so this guy, you know, talking about that. But as far as, like, finance – this is my only issue here, but there's no financial thought process of what he's going to be. Do you think he could win the primary?
Not so much. There were two – I'm looking at two people who are really going to be the strong contenders in the primary. Two people, nobody else.
Look at them. Everybody else also ran. Because I think Cory Booker suffers from the fact that Obama existed already, and I feel like Cory Booker and another guy, too, are just doing their best Obama.
Okay. Like a
well-spoken, and he's being a well-spoken, light-skinned black man who's senator to a predominantly black state, or a predominantly black area, who is very idealistic, but not aggressively so. You know, like he's not AOC, you know what I mean? He's not Bernie.
Right.
He's a moderate in the ways that matter, but he's a liberal to the people that matter. So, I mean, I agree
with you. And not for nothing. We should be, as a people, we should be more leaning towards facts and logic and those types of things. But just on a gut level, I've heard Obama speak. I've heard other people speak. I've heard Cory Booker speak. He doesn't move you.
No.
He doesn't move you. He speaks well, but you're not moved. You're not energized.
No, because it seems like he's reading what's that word? A script. It feels very scripted. It feels very forced. Like even when he was a Newark mayor, he didn't feel forced, because I didn't know he had aspirations. But looking back on it, knowing he had those aspirations, all of those actions feel very staged.
Right. But you know what? If he takes it, I'm voting for his stage there.
Again, like we said, that's what we're going to say after every single one, that I want to be crystal fucking clear. No matter who we're going to say him, if he was the guy, we're voting for him.
Yep.
So if he's the guy, he's who gets voted for. There's no argument there. The only issue I have with Cory Booker in the primary, I think he'll have a hard time. I think he would do better in a general election. I think the primary has so many names that kind of fighting out that he's going to have a hard time defining himself in this space. But when between him and Trump, I think he would do better because he's just a genuine person and he seems competent.
Right.
Can he get those people that Hillary lost? I believe the answer is yes. I believe he's in a position to get them back. Well, I got the information from somebody. I just want to make sure that I look into it real quick, because Cory Booker had a Facebook concern. I want to make sure that I look it up and speak about it. Oh, yeah, Facebook can just get some bread. And he's going to make him look kind of dirty, because Facebook and politics mixed together just a poison pill at this point.
Yeah,
I think just at the stage we're in, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference in the bigger picture. But I think if we're talking about like pussy here thin, you know what I'm saying? Like just between A and A.1, I think then that might be something that people give a shit about. Do you think people will care about that?
About the Facebook, something could be made of it. I don't know if it's going to be a huge deal that kills his chances, but they could make something of that. Something could be built off of that.
If he gets in front of it, I don't see a problem. One last thing on Cory Booker. Do you feel that black people will wrap their arms around him, or do you feel like they'll be like, I don't know?
Not sure. You know what? For the most part, the majority will hold it down, but it's going to be nothing like Obama, nothing like Obama at all. And he's gonna have a lot of people that kind of just count him as semi-black.
Yeah,
unfairly
yeah.
so, but they're gonna.
Which is funny
happen.
Because I believe Obama's from. I don't think Obama is Cory Booker half and half, or is he? His two black parents.
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure.
No,
I know his father
is half and half. I know he's half and half. All right, let's jump to the next one. This is one you don't really hear too much about. This is Julian Castro, 44, Texas. He served as mayor of San Antonio. He was the former secretary of housing. He was up and coming. Remember back in the day, the beautiful back in the day, when all we really needed was to be everybody was going to be Hispanic. It was going to be a Hispanic wave that was going to sweep across the nation, and then
right.
that didn't happen. You know,
okay.
he was supposed
okay.
to be the next name of Julian Castro, and he's the only Latino
okay.
or Latinx, depending on how you look at it.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So,
okay.
so what do we think of him? Only thing I know about him is he was supposed to be a superstar. All right, so yeah, Cory Booker is all the way black, but he will be seen as less black than Obama, which is very funny to me. Obama's raised by some very white people.
Listen,
Obama was raised by some
Obama?
Very white people. Yes, Obama was raised by some white
but
people.
He still has brotherisms, a lot of brotherisms.
Yep,
he's still quite like I look at him, I just see black, and when he speaks, it's just black to me. I don't see.
Yeah, he picked it up. If he would have been raised around his dad, he wouldn't have had that because his dad was super. He was educated African. He wouldn't have spoke that way. He picked that up in the street. So Julio Castro, I don't know much about. Only thing I know
Castro.
About Castro is that he's going to try to Latino it up.
Right.
But the thing that he's got going against him is Texas would have been like a slam dunk, I guess, but he's got someone much more popular, much more invigorating coming out of Texas with him. I'm Mr. Beto O'Rourke.
Okay.
So you know anything about Julian Castro?
I can't speak to Julian Castro. I can't. I'm looking at him now, like, because I'm pulling him up as they're calling him out, and I look at him. I'm like, I know this guy, and I remember him speaking.
Yeah, he spoke. He was like a name that he was someone. He was supposed to be next until the world changed. He was supposed to be like the next face of the Democratic Party was supposed to be the Julian Castro's of the world. Because I think he's a twin, if I remember correctly. And he
okay.
was supposed to be the next up. Like, okay, we're going to move to the next phase. Because if you remember correctly, the Republican Party had a book of how they were going to compete in this new Hispanic world. And they were going to kind of like try to soften their image. And then Trump showed up. And that's why he was able to kind of run roughshod. Because everybody else was trying to make a transition to the new world, and Trump was the only one on that stage going, no. we still doing the same bullshit. We're still talking about coal. We're still talking about fucking being scared of Mexicans. And that's what happened.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing with Castro.
Yeah.
Despite all of that, The fact that he doesn't come immediately to my mind means that's not good. Name recognition is huge. And though I do remember him and I do recognize him, and for the most part, like, I'm just doing a quick glance on Wikipedia. Like, he seems to be walking the Democratic Party line, but nothing is standing out about him. I can't be like, oh, he was on this issue and he was like really, I can't connect him to anything. So
no, I just remember him giving speeches.
Yeah, so it's a no for me, dog.
No, and I would even make the argument that if he was to get passed off just being Hispanic, I mean, you know, obviously we vote for him. You got to
right.
vote for him.
But, right,
but
if he wins, I'm voting for him.
I can't see him beating Trump.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I'm voting for his nondescript ass.
Yeah. I mean, you got to, but I don't see – I can honestly see if he made it, a lot of people staying home and Trump winning because he's really not – Oh, speak of fucking nondescript. We're starting to get into one of our first nonsense fucking candidates. So there's a few of them in there. Former Maryland Representative John Delaney. self-made businessman Delaney at one point was the youngest CEO in New York Stock Exchange. Delaney has been running the longest. He declared his candidacy in July 2017, but is still working a game name recognition. I don't want to spend too much time on this dude, but
I don't either.
Let's just say this. That's what we're going to say, that this dude tried to come out first. Didn't work out. I just found out about the nigga 2 minutes ago when I saw his name. He's trying to Democratic Trump it up. It's not going to work. I don't know who he is. And also, there's going to be a huge backlash on older white men. Does that make sense? I think there's going to be a backlash on older white men. Older white men in this particular one are going to take a real sit back, because people who are going to be energized, who are going to energize the vote, unless we're talking about like the big names, obviously.
He's
the big
not that old.
No, what I mean is the big names, the names that we're thinking about, because I don't want to say the names until we get there, that's
right.
Different. They're not, we don't see them as, you know, ones, we call them Uncle So-and-so, the other one just old Jew dude. They don't get counted the same. This guy looks like a stereotypical politician. We don't know him. We don't know what the fuck he is. So we're going to move on to the next guy. We have Tulsi Gabbard, who's very interesting. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Gabbard is the first American Samoan and first Hindu member, Jesus Christ, first member of Congress. And brings experience to the Iraq War to the House Armed Service Committee. But she'll have to overcome some obstacles, both old and new, including recent internal turmoil and her secret meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. She also has to realize that she was like one, but I don't know, but she was in Congress at the time. She was, so her dad has a committee, anti-gay committee, and she sat on it.
Okay.
But she was aggressively anti-gay at some point.
Okay, wait. She was aggressively anti-gay at some point? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard was, because it wasn't just like, do what you want. Like, it was a very Republican, you know what, let me see. I want to make sure that I'm speaking in school about what said about the homosexuals. They pretty much buried it in terms of how the gayness of it. Yeah, she worked for anti-gay group Conversion Therapy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Tulsi Gabbard in the early 2000s started working for her father's anti-gay organization, which mobilized to pass a measure against same-sex marriage in Hawaii and promoted a controversial conversion therapy.
Okay, that's a super Achilles heel.
But then on top of that, you have the whole concept of her meeting with a fucking dictator. And let's see what this internal turmoil, but it might be what I just said, turmoil. But I mean, what do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? Like, when you hear her, she's a pretty lady, obviously. I mean, that's not something we're supposed to think about, but that's important. Something
it
we
is.
Need to say. Yeah.
And if
I
we're
going to
get Republican votes, apparently they need that for a female candidate.
They really fucking do. They really do. Because because I think that's what happened to Hillary. Hillary just, she just seemed like a shrill woman.
Well.
They didn't want to hear that shit.
And didn't give them wood, so they don't get the votes. That,
She's in the National Guard. She's from Hawaii.
Wasn't she like supposed to be like somebody that was working alongside Sanders? Like, wasn't he kind of like? Somebody who was.
She was
an
outspoken supporter of Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign. And she's going to be running as an anti-interventionist Democrat who will support a populist economic agenda.
Okay. I mean, listen, so, for the most part, all these guys are walking the line.
Yeah, but you've got a full fucking
ticket.
Ad, bro.
Oh, that shit. Well, listen. You're going to try to distance herself from that. And
so that's not even just like you were anti-gay, you try to keep them from getting married. No, you're trying to electrocute these people.
Jesus. Cattle prodding people, tell them, don't be gay. Don't be gay. Don't be gay.
Stuff. I mean, it was like, how you even got the fucking temerity to go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run for fucking president. But you got that whole...
Yeah.
You like, I don't pull this shit off.
That. Ain't nobody worried about
that. You're Samoan and fucking Hindi. Right? I mean, put it this way. Do I think she'll win in the primary? Right? No.
Uh-huh.
There's no way in God's green earth she wins the primary. Do I think she'd win against Trump? Yes.
You know what? Yeah, she. I think she could actually have a shot.
She's got military cred. She's centrist almost on the right side enough to make a lot of Republicans feel like a way that'll go, okay, well, this lady, you know, at the very least, like that, I think the anti-gay stuff will sit well with her for, like, the conservatives and the, what's that word, in evangelicals. I believe that would be a benefit in the general. But this broad ain't seeing nothing near the general, fam. She's out by Super Tuesday. Mark my words. She might not even make it to Super Tuesday. She might not even make it out of fucking New Hampshire. That's a fact. But she's doing better than next one, Senator Kristen Gillibrand. She campaigned as a child for grandmother, blah, 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 blah. The New York Democrat called for former Senator Al Franken to resign. She's a Me Too candidate. She's acknowledged her increasingly progressive stance on immigration and gun reform, running counter to previous positions she held when she was running for the House. She is what we prefer in the business and political science as a flip-flopper.
Yeah. Okay, so Kristen, well, she's got the name recognition off top. That's a plus in her column. Nobody's going to be, well, very few people will be like, she's been out there.
She's been out there with the gun. She was out there with the gun. The guns, but no, she was out there with the Me Too stuff. She got Franken out the paint. She got them all out the paint, blah, 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 blah.
And that might count against her.
It's the people who feel like, because Me Too really, in terms of backlash, has got a lot of backlash. There's a lot of people who feel really, really threatened by it. And that's the thing we need to, and I think me and Chantel talk about this all the time. I wish you'd call in, but she's been weighing in via text.
I just got a Gillibrand fuck her. So
okay, yeah, there we go. In terms of like we as black people have a really weird outlook on the world. So we've been victims for a really long time. So we don't understand in certain instances we have positions of power. I mean we get into this all the time.
Oh.
Sometimes you could do fuck shit to someone and like for example what that dog face woman did. The dog face I'm doing air quotes comedian. Just hilarious, right? That dog-faced woman got on an airplane, and that dog-faced woman saw four people in turbans, and that dog-faced woman got them thrown off the plane.
That's some dog shit.
She did so because she got them thrown off the plane, right? Now, from the position that she's in, she's, you know, if you're on a plane, if you have a choice, white person saw you or saw a nigga with a fucking turban, you're in a position of privilege because, you know, they're not throwing you off. So she used that to throw them off. I bring that up to say, this Me Too shit, a lot of people feel threatened because they're like, I don't want to get Me Too'd because I think I saw someone post in one of these groups saying that if I go in and say like, oh, you look good, you got a fat ass, I don't want to get too much. I retorted, but what if she doesn't want to be told she had a fat ass, to which I was told she shouldn't have wore those pants.
Wow. You know what? We got to acknowledge there's some knuckleheads in these groups. There are people that
but I'm just saying, like,
smart
the Me Too
with
needs
brain
to
stuff.
Me Too needs to exist. It goes too far in certain instances for sure, but it needs to exist. She pushed it. She got this nigga thrown out the paint for what a lot of people say is a joke. But, you know, jokes are jokes are jokes. Whatever. The problem she's going to have is that she was – because, you, I don't know, you've ever been upstate. You go upstate. Upstate's a whole nother animal. It's nothing like down here. It's more red up there, so – their gun stances are different. Their abortion stances are different. So if you want to stay elected in that area, you need to be more right-leaning. But she's trying to flip it to being more progressive, and I think it's going to – you know what I mean? So she's not a true progressive. She's putting progressive face on.
Oh, you don't think Gillibrand is a real progressive at all?
No, I think she's doing so – she's either not a real progressive or she's a progressive who had right face on. Either way – she's been playing somebody she's not, either to the people that she's been constituted to or the people that she's trying to get on board. One of those
think
people she's pulling a move on.
I don't think that she's so much not a progressive. I just think that she's a progressive, but just more on the moderate side. Like, there are progressives who are just not trying to go full AOC. You know, they're just...
If you can't go full AOC, fam, if you saw Tropic Thunder, you can't full AOC. It sounds fun. It sounds like you can do it. But the next thing you know, you're fucked.
Not for nothing. I think we have to. We need some full AOC. We
need
that.
Full AOC.
We need it.
You need everybody to be full AC, or like a few in a space where it makes sense and have a groundswell. But you can't have one person. You can't have just one AOC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah,
you need support.
Have one.
You can't be the one target standing out there with your pants.
Because what ended up? I mean, we're gonna take a quick aside. That Green New Deal makes sense. You know, we want to start jobs and we need to protect the planet. There's a way to do both. We could get this the same way that FDR was like, well, these bums need jobs and we need infrastructure. So he was able to build infrastructure that we still use to this day, which is depressing, and create jobs that were able to kind of get us out of depression. It makes sense on paper. But what she actually crafted really doesn't hold water under any real scrutiny. Now, you can make the argument that it was just like it was just an idea, and we could like you could peer it back. But a problem being full AOC and having that idea is that they're looking for anything to kill you with. You can't hand them a silver bullet of not well thought out ideas.
Well,
not her anyway.
What I think is more to it than just the. I mean, of course, there's practicality to it and all that. And if you look at some of the things that get passed in Congress, and it's just like, okay, look, you're going to nitpick this for not having all of its ducks in a row necessarily.
No, I'm not nitpicking it. She has to know by being a full AOC that's what's going to happen. That's the problem of going
full
AOC.
Oh, yeah, I think she knows
that.
I think she knows that totally. She completely knows that, and she's putting herself out there for that reason, because sometimes it's more than just what's on the paper that matters. It's getting the idea out there that this is something that's actionable. This is something that we're, you know, somebody's putting this out there to be a thing, and not for nothing, forcing people to say no to it to see really what they're made of, and not giving them the luxury of being, you know, wishy-washy about it. Side note,
yeah.
One of my texts, just rewinding the...
you don't know y'all can call, right? I'm like, all these people
second.
Know there's a phone number to call, there's a Twitter to hit up. Y'all are going, y'all are being so circuitous. But go ahead.
I just wanted to throw this. This is interesting. Tulsi Gabbard was rumored to have a lesbian lover in college.
Wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't
is
be
that
shocked.
Tea? Is that tea? I just threw that out there because that caught my
shot. It's just like
the
that
lesbians
was
are hot.
Harmful to the fact that you was trying to electrocute people straight. Come on now. All right, let's get to one that's going to be spicy. The spicy
okay.
now.
Okay.
Senator Kamala Harris. Harris is a
knew that. I knew that. I knew she was coming up soon.
Don't
up
fuck
soon.
With her and an Indian,
nah,
which I did not
for
know.
Me, dog.
Grew
not
up attending
dog.
Both a Baptist and a Hindu temple. This bitch is all over the place. Her progressive stance is supporting Medicare for All and marijuana legalization. Could clash with her law and order history as a former California state attorney general, including her previous support of reporting arrested undocumented juveniles to ICE. This is what's going to happen to a lot of these people, is they all kind of came up in a world where you had to be a little more right-leaning to kind of keep your space, and the world
yep.
took a hard fucking left. And now they're
yep.
having to trip over themselves to be super left when that
yep.
just that backstory that is so much hard compromise, because back in the day, that's what you needed. You couldn't just go flat out, but there was no such thing as an AOC. Fuck, we were crazy when fucking Bernie Sanders showed up. The idea of a Bernie Sanders was nuts. Now we got
yep.
this skinny, crazy-eyed lady who's even crazier than he is. But go ahead. What's your opinion of Kamala Harris?
Fuck Kamala Harris. But I'm voting for her if she wins.
That's it, everybody. Everybody, that's it. My issue with her is she's giving me Hillary vibes in the fact
oh,
that
she's, worse. She's giving me worse than Hillary vibes.
Now, we always ask the question, do we think she could win the primary? Yes.
That's a possibility.
Do we think
yeah,
she
can could
win against Trump? No.
Nope.
Oh. No way in hell. Because what's going to happen is that shit she said about the smoking weed in the thing. Come on, my nigga. It was unnecessary. Like when Bill Clinton said he smoked, but didn't inhale, whatever bullshit he was saying, it came
right
off the cuff. The interview was what it was. When Obama was like, yeah, smoke, whatever, blah, 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 blah. It felt very casual. When she says it, it feels very forced. Like, I get high like you guys do. It felt very weird. You know what? I'm about to fuck. You know, like marijuana. Boom. Give me a second. Shout out to the Big Bear Collective, Brooklyn's premier CBD vendor. Follow them on Instagram at bigbear.collective for exclusive deals and access to private events. That's Big Bear Collective. That's the Big Bear Collective. At big.bear.collective at Instagram to get your CBD oil. And that's what you call an ad read, fellas.
Pay the bills. Pay
damn
the bills.
Damn right. A motherfucking professional. The national goddamn treasure. But anywho, I'm not a fan of her. I feel like if she got to the Trump, then Trump's going to... Because we have to understand that we all joke Trump's an idiot, Trump's a dummy. But what Trump does well, what he does amazingly well, to the point where I almost kind of low-key wanted him to get elected when he was doing it, is he tears status quo politicians a new asshole because they do not have the juice to play in the field that he plays in. Like, if you go to Super Deluxe, and put in Jeb Bush, is about 14 minutes of him just getting humiliated by Donald Trump, set to the air horns, and him looking sad, and him begging people to clap. And it's hilarious. Even knowing that we're living under the worst timeline ever, him screwing the Jeb Bush time and time again is hilarious. I don't think Kamala Harris has the heat for that.
Listen,
I just don't
clap,
think she does.
Listen, her clapback game is strong. She's not going to just take it.
No, she'll clap back, sure. But she's got too much garbage in the back seat where all he's got to do is say the right shit. Because we can say, oh, he's an idiot, or he's dumb, or he's done this and done that. Facts ain't going to get it because we got the facts. We found out niggas don't care about the facts. So there has to be a charisma setup. Someone's got to come in and go like, I got this under control. You could feel I have this managed. I don't think Kamala Harris gives that energy. She seems like your middle manager at an office who doesn't want to be there no more, but she got the job in the 70s, and she's fine. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like she's the one to do it. That might be my misogyny showing. I'll admit it. I just don't feel like it's her. Like, I feel more confident with Gillibrand than I feel with her.
Well, here's my misogyny showing. I feel like in order – when he does – If she was in that position and he did come at her, in order for her to, I don't see her being coming back at him without
and not looking like a bitch.
That's
the problem.
She's got that energy, and
I think she is. That's the crazy shit about it. And this is not just because she's a woman. It's like there's something about her energy, and it might just be growing up with my grandmother.
Yeah.
It looks like one of my grandmother's friends when I was growing up who was just a proper cunt and just was like, you like, oh, hello, Miss So-and-so. You go, hello, Miss Jones. And just, hello. And then, you know, like you could see that
he could not
manage social interaction outside of work and outside of church. They did not have it to give. It just was a real proper sodden cunt. Now, I hope I'm wrong, and we're going to go back and say if she wins, we're going to 100% vote for her. Now let's get to another one of the nonsense ones, but it's not so much as nonsense as such as that. This is one of the ones that we did the show for. And then I will do the one, Christina Clemente. Honestly, you people know we have a phone number. I want to say that again. But I've been getting emails and text messages direct to say like, oh, she wants to talk about the Chinese dude, and we'll talk about the Chinese dude. But first, let's get into this is one of the governors, former Governor John Hickenlooper. As the head of Colorado from 2011 to 2019, Hickenlooper helped steer the state through several tragedies, including 2012's shooting, wildfires in 2013. He served Denver's mayor for 8 years, after opening a large brew pub there in 1988, which helped reinvigorate the Lodo area. Now, I have some familiarity with Colorado because I was there for a couple of days. I was there for like a week and a half, then I was there for another week and a half. It's a pretty cool state, and you don't realize that it's like really liberal and cool, at least Denver is and Colorado Springs is, until you realize that you're about five, because I took a bus. This is one of my stories. I took a bus to go see, I don't know, you know Angel Russell?
I know the name.
You know the name? Okay.
Yeah.
So she lived in Colorado Springs. I was in Denver. I went down to see her. So I was like, I'm going to hang out. Whatever. I took the bus down. It's about an hour and a half bus ride. Denver's chill. You know, you got black people. Like, every other seven person's black. Everyone seems to really be getting along. Pot, food. The gentrified areas seem to not be aggressively gentrified. But, again, I'm only there a week and a half. So I get on this bus thinking, oh, proper liberal paradise. I'm safe. Wrong. I get on that bus, a Greyhound bus. First off, the bus station looked like the bus stations you were told about as a kid. Everybody was on dope. Then I get this, children running around without pants on. Why are these children running around? Who do they belong to? Why don't they have pants? Again, not my concern. I'm just trying. Thankfully, I don't get stabbed. Because I felt like I was in a scenario where stabbing happens. So I get on the bus. I'm sitting on the bus. Seven people get on. One dude gets on. He is talking to himself nonstop. Another guy gets on the bus with a chick with a whole bunch of unexplained wounds, some covered, some not.
Oh, my
and
God.
And another guy gets on, and he's just going, yeah, I can't wait. Just really can't wait. And the lady goes, oh, where are you headed to? Because the bus was to go into Colorado Springs, but the last stop was in Dallas. And it hits you. You're about 2 hours either direction from the rest of America, like, quote-unquote, the rest of America. And these niggas is nuts. They're out of the goddamn mind. Because I can't wait to go home and get guns. I got guns in a dinner drawer, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, if you get to the house, you've been gone. I don't know. The day's turning to minutes. And then he looked out the window mid-sentence.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, man. And then it hit me. Wow. That the rest of the country for nuts. Nuts, though. That's the state this guy took. There's pots out there. The only negative thing is that the gentrification out there, because he seems to be, because you know when you see the word reinvigorate, that means gentrification. They got niggas out to paint pretty aggressive. That Lodo area wasn't called Lodo. It was called something else. That's where the niggas live. They don't live there no more. What's your opinion on John Hickalooper?
I don't have one. That whole story is horrifying, by the way.
It really is. And I just was thinking, I hope his wife gets the fuck, because he was like, he's going to go home. And he said, I swear to God, if my wife is not the person that I left her, she'll have a real fucking problem. And I said, what does that even mean? I didn't say nothing.
Like
I just got
like
to
you
Chantel, like,
fuck, you walked into a whole Jordan Peele movie, fam.
Then coming back, it was the same. There's a guy just walking up and down the aisle on a Greyhound bus. Just walking up and down the aisle. He goes, it's almost time. Not yet. Almost time. We did that for two straight hours. He said,
what if it was
time,
time
over and
what
over
it,
and
what
over
if it
again?
Became time on the bus with you there?
I was, but the thing is, once you get to Colorado Springs, again, a very nice area. You got this one, niggas had not been thrown out yet. That's where niggas had got thrown to. You know, niggas get thrown out of one place, they go to another place, and that just becomes where the niggas are at until they get thrown out of there. So this was like a nice version of, what's that spot out in Rockland County where the niggas ended up and shot at the hell? You know what I'm talking about? Newburgh. Is their version of Newburgh, where the niggas ended up. But it's not bad yet. It's very nice. Lots of trees. If he does anything like that, I mean, he did a good job at that state. But the fact that neither one of us know him outside of that horrifying fucking story means he's not going to get elected. Then another one of those, he's 67 too.
I love that his whole candidacy was boiled down to your bus line.
That's pretty much it. I mean, what else do...
I couldn't tell you another thing about him.
Then we have Governor Jake Inslee, and then I will get to the Chinese guy, Christina, 100%. Inslee is the former he is the governor of Washington. He's held elected office for much of the last three decades. I don't like that. Has been an outspoken progressive executive since he became governor. Has been a vocal opponent of Donald Trump, including suing the president after he tried to ban immigration. Now Inslee is running as the climate change candidate.
Who's this
I know a little bit about Inslee. I think his whole thing is being anti-Trump.
Okay.
So what's your opinion on him, the anti-Trump guy?
Listen, being anti-Trump on this ticket is
doesn't, it's like saying I breathe air. Like, that's not a, it's not something of note. It's not a plus in your column. Everybody is here because they're anti-Trump. Everybody's anti-Trump. You're saying nothing.
Everybody.
You're saying nothing at all. And that's another thing. Like, these candidates, like, I'm not, it's not just a matter of, yeah, I'm dismissing them because there's no name recognition, but there's no name recognition because you haven't done or said or took a stand on anything that makes any noise and sets you apart from the pack. So what's my motivation for picking you? Like,
and again, I truly believe this to be true. There's so many I want to get to them. That these older white men are going to have a hard time standing out in packs where you have black women, Samoan ladies, Chinese dudes. And speaking of Chinese dudes, this is the one that Christina wants to know the most about. Businessman Andrew Yang, 44 years old.
Okay.
Yang is an entrepreneur who launched a Venture for America, a fellowship program that aims to connect recent grads and startups. He wants to give all Americans a universal basic income of $1,000 a month to address economic inequality. That's pretty much the grab at it. He wants to give everybody a G a month. He feels that that's the general setup to give people a G. Now, I'm not going to get too deep into the economics of the thing, but if you give everybody a G, right, he's like, here's a G. Where is that money coming from, and how do you stop inflation? That's a true question. Because if everyone has $1,000, that $1,000 doesn't mean as much.
I know, and that's one of the issues when it comes to kind of like arguments like raising minimum wage and all that. It always comes down to somebody saying, yeah, well, if you raise everybody's minimum wage, then inflation and this and that. And it's like, it's not about getting ahead. This isn't getting ahead money. This is
stable money.
Basic survival money. This is being able to live on a basic human level regardless of what your circumstances are. That's what that is.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're out here, like, living hand-to-mouth and you're, like, trying – I mean, the thing is that he's getting a lot of traction. He's gone full AOC, right? He's gone full AOC. He's just a normal dude. He's married. He's ready to go to school. He went to Brown University in Phillips Executive. He's the long shot. He's talking about he wants to tax Amazon, which I was going to talk about this during the news, but I didn't. Amazon got taxed $0 off of, I think, a few billion fucking dollars in sales. And I can speak to that because some of that money is mine because I just got into Amazon. That shit's crack cocaine going, I want a mattress, pushing a button and then getting one. That's some dangerous fucking shit. They should have never gave niggas Amazon, B. This nigga literally sat on a couch and goes like this. I want a new mattress. And within 3 seconds, I owned a mattress.
Yep.
Within a day, the shit was at my fucking door.
Yep.
And the slavery involved. There's a lot that goes into it. That's probably a show into itself, how Amazon's able to kind of, like, cook. But, yeah, he wants to tax Amazon. He wants to get some bread off of them. I feel like he can really get some traction going. Think he'll win in the primary? No. But he's a chance he wins the primary. There's a chance if he, like, gets enough traction going. Do I think he'll win in the general? Absolutely not.
Okay, so
that's too much, fam.
I think they're trying to Bernie Sanders this guy.
Yeah, they're gonna Bernie Sanders.
They're trying to Bernie Sanders this guy because admittedly, ever since 2016, ever since the election, I've cooled a lot on keeping up on politics. I've just, like, been on some, you know what, fuck it. If something grabs my eye headline-wise, I'll focus on it. But for the most part, I ain't that deep into it like I used to be. But I got to say, I remember when this guy first came out with this idea, there was some headlines about it. A few people talked about it. And then it's like everybody in the media just simultaneously decided, pull the plug, let's not talk about this nigga no more.
Because I believe I think the thing is the Democratic Party, which is a problem, this is the issue here with the Democratic Party, is that they allow for certain variables in place. Bernie Sanders was not what they wanted to deal with. They're like, that's not the line. They could deal for AOC in the space, because they didn't want AOC either. AOC forced herself into the situation, but they can't do anything about a Congress seat. Damn sure get somebody else to pay for a presidential seat, because that's the same thing with Trump. Now, that's what I want a lot of our listeners to hear. The Republican Party did not want Trump. You read the Fair Book, and no point was that something they wanted. If anything, they wanted to the end. I'm of the mindset they still want it to end. The problem is, and this is, I mean, I'm saying it to right, problem is that they cannot get them out. He's like a cancer. Once he was in and he changed the tone of the party, you got to roll with it, because the people in your area that voted for that guy are going to be like, yeah, fuck with him. You got to fuck with him too. Until enough of your people go, that's enough. So I think they didn't want to have what happened to the Republican Party getting taken off a cliff with something that they don't want to have to deal with at all. Like, they don't even want to touch that shit for 10-foot pole. I hope Andrew Yang wins. I'm not even an Andrew Yang guy, but I think we need to go harder in the paint than we're doing, because the key is to try to win in the general election, not in the primary.
Okay, I think we have someone on hold.
Do we have somebody on hold? Yeah, no, I don't think we do. But if we do, get on. You have the number. Yeah. Let me give the number one more time. If you don't, let's get this number back. Yeah, I got a really weird aside. A friend that I grew up with just sent me a photo of – oh, you got to press 1 if you're on. Press 1 so you can speak. Yeah, I got a photo of my brother, but it's like a glamour shot because he's in prison. So it's a glamour shot, and like it's the type of shit you send a chick. So I want to know, like, why did he send you that? Like, why do you have that? I'll keep y'all niggas up to date with the answer I get.
That's the thing that happened for real.
But no, why did he? Why does this nigga have a photo of my shirtless brother? Why? I want answers, my nigga. I want answers.
It's a lot to process right now.
It's a lot to fucking process. I'm doing a show and I'm looking. This nigga send it to me with no words, no caption, going, huh? I'm like, what? And I want him to send the post, like, what the fuck? But I'm just like, why do you have that? Like, why do you have possession of that? Did he send that to you? Like, there's a lot of questions I have. What the fuck is going on right now? I ain't seen this nigga since 2008, because that nigga's never getting out again. So is he sending niggas now just sending naked photos of niggas now? Like, I don't know. And I'm going to try to get to the bottom of it so next week's show I can give you the answer, because I don't know.
That is bananas.
845-8704, push 1 so we can hear you guys. Hopefully that's the guy who can tell me why the fuck he has a shirtless photo of my brother. Because I really want some answers, my nigga. But all right. Are you on with us?
Hello?
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Hi. Yo, first of all, I don't know why, Danny, you always have to make me laugh before I'm getting ready to say some serious shit.
Mm.
I want to know, too.
I want to know.
I definitely want to know.
We all want to fucking know, fam. So go ahead.
I'm torn between wanting to laugh my ass off and remember, like, damn, this is your brother. I don't want to go too hard.
No, the nigga's not getting out, fam.
And if you don't sit him down and find out, like, as soon as you get off the air, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't want to know. No. I don't want to get too deep into this fucking hole. I'm going to ask very carefully. Like, hey, like, where'd you get that from, .. And that's where I'm at right now.
So a couple of things. So
okay.
Kamala Harris, the thing that you need to remember about her is that, well, first of all, let me say this.
Okay.
I don't think that even with the female wave that swept Congress, I don't think as a nation they are ready to elect a woman president. That's the first thing. And she got a couple
not any.
Of,
I don't think any
couple,
of the ones we got. Any of the ones, like, I'll do a quick rundown because I just want you to talk out. So I'm going to do a real rundown, like Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota. I don't think it's going to be the one because she's, like, apparently a real cunt. And I think that's it. Elizabeth Warren, I feel, is too much like Hillary Clinton.
I like Liz.
I like her, but I don't think – and that's it. Okay, so that's the only other lady said. So go ahead.
So the thing about Kamala Harris is that – her bags are too full. So the first thing is that the hoteps are going to be up in arms because she has a white husband. So they're going to be up in arms about that. And the Trump base will also be up in arms about that. So that's a portion of the electorate that she already lost. The bigger issue, though, for her is that even though she's saying the things that she's saying, some of her policies in terms of the state of California and the correctional system are almost Jeff Sessions-ish.
Yeah.
So in California, you have a state where California was one of the leading states for disparities in drug sentences between people of color, and Caucasians, and it was also one of the states where if you were a poor white, you might as well be black in terms of your sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big deal.
I hope her in a general election because I think when she's speaking to Republicans, she can speak on the fact that she's tough on crime. But the problem is that she's going to try to downplay that because she can't win the primary being tough on crime. So she's going to have to flip-flop, and that's not going to look good. So be like, I didn't mean it now, and then be like, I mean it later. And also, like you said, she looked, I got an answer for you
agree.
Guys, too.
I agree. And then as someone who, okay, so let me tell you the thing
not a good one
about Kristen Gillibrand. So I live upstate New York, and I actually don't live far from Newburgh. One of the issues that Kristen Gillibrand has is that even white folks up here, even Republicans, liked Al Franken. And even though they didn't necessarily like what he did, they felt like that was the start of her presidential run. And they have not forgiven her for that, nor will they ever. And if you look back in retrospect, that probably was the start of her presidential run.
Wow.
So she made a scene of it. I mean, again, I agree that I think Me Too needed to have, I did believe that. And what he did was kind of sketchy, but I don't think he needed to get out the paint. I also believe the beginning of – I don't think he needed to get out the paint for that. I think him saying I'm sorry and maybe kind of like being like explaining why it was wrong would have been enough. Because he's also – he was a leader in that space. He was somebody who had value, and she got him the fuck out of there. And it wasn't a big deal hindsight-wise. Like just be like, okay, well, he just took a photo with a sleeping lady. It was like he put a dick in her mouth. But I also could see like that someone felt like that was enough. She did it. She pushed the envelope to kind of be like, hey, don't pay attention to the fact that I was pro-gun. Don't pay attention to the fact that I was lenient on abortion. They ain't going to be
right.
Huff,
and then
man.
the other thing for her is that there's some sketchy stuff about her too. Because remember, she started off. She was connected in some way with. I don't know if you remember David Patterson.
Yeah.
Oh, blinding.
Yeah.
She was like, I think the lieutenant governor or something, and there was some issues with her. I believe it had to do with something with the MTA and how they fund Metro North.
Yeah, because David Patterson had himself a whole. For people who don't know or forgot, Elliot Spitzer, our governor, got caught up in some shit, and then we got Blindy McBlindstein was the lieutenant governor, but he was sketchy as all fuck because he was probably only the lieutenant governor so he could do creep shit. Ended up becoming a real governor and then getting caught up in, I think, a probe, and I believe Gillibrand had something to do with that probe or whatever. She skated it.
Right. So, but that whole situation about that was really kind of murky too. And when you was talking about the guy on the bus pacing up and down saying it's almost time.
Yeah, it's almost time.
Okay,
not yet.
I used to take the bus from where I live upstate. Either to Wall Street or to Port Authority. And this guy, we were stuck in the bus lane outside the Lincoln Tunnel. This guy got up and started pacing back and forth. The driver told him to sit down. He didn't sit down. Next thing you know, the police was driving the wrong way on the other side. to get this motherfucker off the bus. So that's the difference between New York and Colorado. But
it seemed pretty
I will
normal
tell you this: don't necessarily, don't necessarily underestimate Hickenlooper, because remember, a lot of financial, even a lot of financial benefits came to Colorado under him, because remember, he was the one who was like, yeah, let's host 420. Yeah, let's legalize weed. That was all.
Oh, yeah, he
was
one of the first people to do it. Inslee, both of them.
On his watch.
Both of the states who did it, both of the states that were first in the nation, are running for president. Inslee, whose whole thing is, see, I know Inslee more than I know Hickenlooper, because I know Inslee is literally going as, I'm not Trump. He's like, remember when I did this, remember when I did that. I don't think that's
right.
Enough. Because we have one more name, and you can stay on
what
the line.
What state is Inslee from?
But that's the
Washington.
He's Washington State, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the
Beto
thing. Why aren't these things? Why aren't these things, like, you know, I was wanting to promote weed. Why isn't that more commonly known? Why isn't that more thing? Like, I'm finding out about this now, and like I said, like, I tend to keep somewhat informed on things. Why is that?
What do you mean? Like, what's commonly known
about them personally being the one? Or Hickenlooper personally being the one that's like, hey, let's have 420 or whatever.
We're missing a guy completely.
Because
hold
they
on,
said
so
that,
get,
they said that he
guy,
would
guys.
Never. They said that he would never ever, because that was not something that he ran on. But he was the person who basically sold it to the businesses. Like, listen,
okay.
You know, if you have you own a rest, like, and literally it was like a press the flesh type of thing. We're like, yo, you own a restaurant. If we put a dispensary next door, your revenue is going to go up 20%. And that's how he sold it, like, block by block by block.
I want to say it's well put together. There's neighborhoody elements to it. It feels like I'm only speak of Denver, and I can speak of Colorado, so those places I was. But in driving from Denver, Colorado, it seems like they got bread. Seems like they're doing all right. Doesn't seem like there's too much poverty. Seems like everything seems. I mean, there's bums there, but I mean, like, it's not nuts. They don't have, you know what I mean? It looks like financially they're up. But we got a little bit of time. I want to make sure that we get to two people. One
okay.
is South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is going as the millennial president, but he's also going as the first openly gay president, which goes back to Tulsi Gabbard and the fact that you got this guy who's come out as gay and it's not a huge deal. I don't think he's going to win, because he's really only going as the gay millennial who has and he was a military guy too. He served as naval officer in Afghanistan. And the other one is a Mr. Beto O'Rourke, who's going as white Obama. So what is your opinion of those two guys?
So I'll talk about Beto first.
By the way, the answer is not.
He's kind of that creepy dude that's sitting in the back. There's something about him that rubs me the wrong way, but I can't quite figure out what it is. But I also found out that he's the Blue Lives Matter dude.
Which one? Beto?
Beto.
Beto? I don't look at that. That doesn't sound right. Let's make sure.
Do you remember when those officers were murdered in, I believe it was Dallas?
Okay.
The officers there were four officers that were murdered while they were responding to calls, and the person was basically just picking them off as they responded.
Okay.
He came out
like
then talking to, yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Rut roll, but it's not even the Blue Lives Matter. He voted for, let's find this out. Here's why Beto O'Rourke voted for an anti-Black Lives Matter bill.
Rut roll.
Okay. Okay. So now that's
go.
One thing. That's one thing. The other thing is that you're not gonna run for me. You're not gonna run and say, okay, I admit that I benefited from white privilege and expect me to be like, okay, you admitted it, I'm good. That's not how that works. But I think that's how
that
works.
The thin blue line, because he's pro people kneeling, he's pro a lot of stuff, but the Thin Blue Line Act, the bill garnered support from Donald Trump, who made the death penalty for cops, blah, 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 blah. The measure passed the House. pretty much what it was that it said that you couldn't protest police, but it also had on top of it that, you know, like stronger protection for police officers if they were shot or hurt or killed. And the unions began to counter messages, but police, Blue Lives Matter rhetoric. Several states even introduced bills to criminalize protests and enhance punishments for killing police officers. The Thin Blue Line Act. And that's what he voted for.
Yeah, so that's a no for me, dog.
If he wins, I will vote for that ass. That's what we agree on. We all need to agree on that. Whoever wins, we vote for that person. We
I just
do
like
not
to throw
pick
in
a ball and go home.
Before I knew about the Blue Lives Matter and the anti Black Lives Matter, before I knew about all that shit, I didn't give a fuck about him anyway. He bores me. He's so
well. Now you
corny.
Have a reason
to. He's boring. I would vote James
before I vote him. To be a billion percent honest, I would vote him.
So now here's the thing about Buttigieg. I actually think that if somebody would put him on the ticket as a VP,
yeah, that could be
it would be okay.
Mm. He's not winning on
because
his own.
some of his ideas are really good. Like some of his ideas around climate change, and you know, millennials are millennials now, but they also will age.
They already age.
Right.
Millennials aren't children.
Right.
The new people up, and I think a lot of us forget, aren't millennials. Millennials are full fucking 30-year-olds. Like,
yeah,
I'm the cutoff for Generation X. I'm 40 years old. So then the next one up would be 38. My daughter is Generation Y or post-millennial.
She's
They're
Gen
a whole
Y.
different
she's born
breed
in
of
the
fucking
90s.
Hmm? Yeah, he's born,
yeah.
No, he's 30, no. Oh, Buttigieg? No, he's born in the 80s. And we have one
No,
more
I was talking about your daughter.
My daughter was born
in 2001.
In the 90s. No, 2001.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's post-millennial.
Yeah.
They have,
so
different, they have a different idea.
Actually, he has some interesting ideas, but I don't know that he's the guy that I would want to take those ideas and make them actionable.
He can't. He cannot.
Which is why I said he would probably be okay for a VP. I even think Hickenlooper would be a good VP, but I don't know if he's the type of person that would allow his I don't know if his ego would allow that.
Now I'll tell you something about Buttigieg though.
I want David, after you finish your point, I want you to because the next one and the last one is I want you to give your Bernie Sanders piece.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Buttigieg now. I didn't know I didn't think about him at all, but like his name rings off. Like he's low key. He's low key. I don't think he can win, but he's low key kind of like he got this Bernie Sanders thing going on where the grassroots people are like, "Oh yeah, Buttigieg,
yep.
Buttigieg, Buttigieg." Like he's got energy behind him.
Yeah,
there are people who are really on his team, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? But people
and
are
if
like,
I
yeah,
remember,
he's,
if I remember
mad.
Correctly, if I remember correctly, he was like, he wasn't just in the Navy, he was like
the officer
up there.
Mm. Okay,
all right, David,
okay.
Do it, David. So David has been a pretty good. We have one last name. There's another one. There's a black guy named Missing, but he's not gonna win. Child Jamaican immigrant. You know, we wish him the best of luck, but he's not going to win. So we have a little bit amount of time. We want to make sure that David, because David's a big proponent of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders had a hard time connecting with the nigger heart, and I feel like David's been upfront with it. So we'll give him like about a good 2-3 minutes to give your case for Bernie Sanders for the black people. Go ahead.
Bernie Sanders for the black people. Listen. Black people really did Bernie dirtier than we should have. They, like, we have an issue. Okay, let me not do the Jimmy Carter thing and start out with criticism, but Bernie Sanders really is the one to speak truth to power when ain't nobody trying to speak it.
he's the one that says, yes, there's racism in this. Yes, there's this is happening. Like, he will say it straight out. Like, yes, this is inequality happening to black people when everybody else wants to be like, oh, minorities, and, oh, you know, this, they want to gloss. No, he'll say it straight, and he'll stand on the position. Like, he's been that guy since back in, you know, in the 60s when they was locking him up for being down with the civil rights shit and all that. He was that guy then, and he ain't changed. That Jewish motherfucker has stuck to his guns and been that guy straight through. Like, he's the only one with the track record that's like, yeah, this is consistent. And even on the things that you might not totally agree with, he don't try to shuck and jive and dance around it. He's like, yes, that was my position. This is what happened, blah, 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 blah. This. And as for his positions, they're really not, you know, not too much you can throw at him. Like, when he was campaigning, and he brought this up the other night, he was like, when he was campaigning, $15 an hour for minimum wage, people were like, what? That's ridiculous. Like, you're never going to, and it's a thing. Like, a lot of the things that he's campaigned on are now, like, serious discussions or happening. So he's also, like, ahead of the curve on a lot of shit. He's still that guy. And black people, we didn't do him right.
Why do you think that is?
Right.
That could be for both of you. Why do you think that is?
Why we didn't do him right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
What?
Okay, this is a us thing. Okay, I'm going to let Pam talk.
No, well, so I liked the energy around Bernie Sanders, but his stance on guns was something I couldn't quite get past, given all the gun violence that we were experiencing at that time. So, I mean, again, I probably did maybe prefer him over Hillary Clinton, but it was also just kind of something about him. And in retrospect, it may have had to do with his age, because I didn't find him relatable to me.
Wow.
That's fair.
Not that he wasn't relatable, not that he wasn't relevant, but I felt that he had targeted his demographic, and that's who he was going to rock with, and he wasn't going to throw me a bone at somebody who wasn't a millennial.
Really?
Yeah.
You got that impression?
I did. The one thing that I did like was, because I work in healthcare, I was always a proponent of Medicare for All. Because if you think about it, pound for pound, it's less expensive than how we do it now.
Exactly.
You will cover more people for less money with better benefits.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, you know, people have it in their head, and it ties back to the medical industry kind of convincing everybody that it's a socialist thing to do, and people then kind of locking behind it, and socialism being the big fucking boogeyman for some goddamn reason, even though we're practically a fucking socialist capitalistic country anyway.
Thank you.
But for whatever the reason, just the name brings people the worst fucking feeling. But, you know, I like it. The fact that people have to pay to get health care is fucking rough. And the fact that you could fucking die because you don't got bread, it's fucking horrible and seems to go against everything we stand at.
Meanwhile, Bernie's like, listen, we're trying to get you educated. We're trying to get you health care. He's laying out all the things that we need. And people are like, where are you going to get all the money from? Where are you going to get the money from? Meanwhile, Trump just cuts a check to everybody in the top 10% income, just cuts them a tax break.
So real quick, we have 4 minutes. I want to make sure that we get, who do you think is going to win the primary? Who do you think is going to win the primary? And do you think they have a chance in the general election? One and then the other, and then I'll tell you what I found out about this thing.
Okay, so Biden is back in, from what I could tell.
Okay.
That's going to be tough.
Biden and Sanders, that's going to be tough. I'm hoping that people don't want to make the same mistake twice. But
also say
if Biden
John
wins,
Kerry's
thinking
of running too. John Kerry and Stacey Abrams are thinking of running.
Oh, fuck John Kerry. He had a shot.
Yeah, well, he didn't really have a shot, but he was. We don't want him though.
Right, right. Nobody gives a shit about John Kerry.
What about you, Pam?
If Stacey Abrams gets in it, I will work for her campaign.
Yeah, I like her. She's dope.
Yeah.
She's dope.
I would work for her campaign.
Yeah.
If somebody took her on as a VP, I would work for their campaign. That's how I feel about her.
She seems to have a real tempered, moderate energy that could win on the other one. If she was going to win, she seemed to like almost win Georgia. I think she could win all the spaces. She's the type of black woman we need, not Kamala Harris. That Kamala Harris is too – she's already fucked up. She's already got some negative stuff in there with a lot of black people going to be like, no thanks. And I hate to say it, but I can see a lot of black people not voting just because. Because for whatever reason, we have not learned a fucking lesson. So real quick before we go, I was told by this nigga that they write, to which I said, about what? And he goes, thing. To which I go, huh. To which he goes, you know, it's been times, though. To which I go, makes no sense to me. Then he sends me another picture, which is even more fucking me. To which I go, to which I then go, what's going on, fam? Everything all right? He goes, good, can't complain, kids getting older. Completely ignoring the fucking concept of the fact that there's a greased up photo of my jailed brother. Now, I don't know what's going on, fam. I don't know. Even if let's say sake of argument, there's some sort of funny business going on. Why are you sending it to
Maybe
me?
You don't want to know, bro.
No, I don't think anything's happened. I think it's just weird jail nigga shit. I have no idea. You would hit that theme song, Black. My heart's fucking hurting inside. Cause I don't know, that nigga's been gone. He ain't coming back. That's fine, my nigga. Just why are you sending me this fucking naked picture? Nigga's greased up. Where'd he get the grease from, fam? Still got
that
questions.
That you definitely don't want to know.
Where you get
that
the
could be
grease
butter
from?
Fat or something. You don't know.
So these niggas got enough butter to fucking rub on their body? Come on, my nigga. It's supposed to be punishment.
If your man work in the kitchen.
I don't know, don't want to know. Things is going off the rails. Thank you, Pam, for
which
calling
Which goes back
in.
To my original point. You don't want to know.
Thank you
Let
for calling
go.
In, Pam. It's been a favor. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Brad.
Thank you, Danny. And I think you're related to my people.
Oh? What's this person's name? First name.
So I know a whole crew of the Klan. Keisha, Janice, Dwight.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us, fam. But I'll catch you offline and we can talk about it then.
Bet.
See you guys next week, dog. Have a great
week.
Enjoy your week. Later.